You're listening to KC Forum with Kathy Quinn, public affairs with an entertaining spin.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome right here to KC Forum. It is public affairs with an entertaining spin every single Sunday. You can hear us right here on this radio station between 6:30 and 7. And if you happen to miss it, you want to share the link with your friends, it's on fox4kc.com/KC Forum. And you can check it out there all throughout the week. Just send the link to your friends. Alrighty, this week we are going to talk about the Stewartsville Food Pantry, and they had some thieves break in. We're going to talk to Gwen. This is something she does because she loves to do it and because she wants to help the folks in Stewartsville, Missouri, and we'll just find out how she got started and why she does it. The snow shoveling tips of the season, because of course we've had our first big snow. Kira O'Brien Murray is with us to talk about the tips for folks out there from the American Heart Association. There are things you should know, possibly why you shouldn't really be shoveling. And if you are going to shovel, these are some things in the cold weather, what you need to know to be careful of. But first up, all right, it's the first of the year. People are making New Year's resolutions. And we've got Maureen Welsh with us right now to talk about shopping smart, saving big. And, I mean, that's the key right now. People are not sure what their first paychecks are going to look like, Maureen. And so this is a way that folks can start now saving money at the grocery store.
Right, exactly. And that's why I called it KC Strategic Shopping. My emphasis is on price matching, but I wanted people to know that I'm not just price matching. I'm not coupons. I am trying to teach people how to be conscientious and smarter shoppers, especially now when we have to watch every penny.
Can anybody do this?
Yes, yes. Anybody can do this. Anybody can learn it. That's why I have free video tutorials on my website to teach people how to do it. I have classes at Blue Valley Rec going on every month to teach people how to do it. And if they don't want to do it, I do all the work for them every month, every week, making price match grocery lists. So those that don't have time, you know, the working moms, the working dads, that they can also save, because I want to make sure that everyone is able to afford healthy food.
Okay, and so it all just takes a little bit of planning, and what you're trying to say is once you start planning it, it's going to become second nature.
Right, exactly. What you want to do is you want to start being conscientious and watching the prices of those items that you're buying and watching the sale ads and comparing what the real sales are to what the retail prices are. And so once you start knowing prices, then you start understanding, you know, how the marketing techniques work, and then you start shopping smarter that way.
All right, so let's get going. If folks are out there listening, grocery store, how do we start off with a budget?
Yes, with a budget, I recommend first to make it to your family's needs. They talk about the average family. Well, no one's an average family anymore. So find what you have been spending your groceries on. So I recommend going back the last 6 months and just highlighting on your statements all your grocery spendings. And then get the average of those, add up those last 6 months, divide by six, and get what you have been spending. Then I recommend just bringing that down a little bit, maybe just by about 10% at first, because you don't want to be too strict with yourself, setting yourself up for failure, but you don't want to be too lenient when you're not pushing yourself to save. And then once you have that, so let's say your monthly average came to about $900. So cut that by about $100 and get to $800 for the month. Now, what I recommend is trying to get this down as small as possible so it's manageable. So then you divide that $800 by the number of weeks in a month. So if we have a four-week month, what you'll end up with is $200 a week for your grocery budget. But even then, if people aren't used to budgets, they might, you know, come home with $200 worth of groceries and wonder where it all went. So I recommend further knocking that down and putting them into categories. For instance, I call it my 30-50-20 budget. But again, this is just a guide. Every mm-hmm. family's style is different and what they need. So I recommend, you know, $30 for such as your meat and your dairy products, 50% for your aisle items, which includes not only your food but your paper products and detergent, and then 20% for produce. Now, that's, again, just a recommendation. Every family is different. So then what you have now is you have now narrowed it down. So you have $100. You're walking in the store saying, okay, I have $100 for my aisle items. I have $60 for my meat and dairy, and I have $40 for my produce. And that makes it so much more manageable to stay within that budget.
Oh, okay. Whoo! And you know what's so cool is I'm looking at your website right now, and you're blurting out a lot of information here, but you make it very simple. So I can sit down at my laptop and go through each point, your 10 points, slowly. So
yes,
that's what makes it easy.
Right. And the point system is membership-based, but it is just $5 a month. And with that $5 a month, you also get to personalize weekly price match grocery lists. And what that is that allows you to get all of the surrounding competitors' grocery, the best grocery sales at one store, and what I recommend and what my price match grocery list is made to price match at Walmart. And the average savings on that is 30%. So with my website, you get a 10-point tutorial, and then every week you get to go on tastystrategicshopping.com and look through the grocery cart and pick exactly those items that fit your family's needs. And these are the best sales around. And then you take that list to Walmart, and you tell the cashier, Walmart's corporate policy does not require that you have the flyers when you check out, although I recommend you have them just in case. But you can just tell the cashier, for instance, if the Ragu pasta sauce is 99 cents that week at Hy-Vee, you tell them, Ragu pasta sauce, 99 cents, Hy-Vee, and they will ring it up, and that's how you price match.
Oh, okay. Okay. If you've just tuned in right now, we are talking to Maureen Welsh, the Kansas City Strategic Shopper. She is the expert, looking at her website right now, kcstrategicshopping.com. And there's so much information, my gosh, Maureen, you can give us. Let me throw one thing at you. Coupons, how important are they?
I like coupons, and I recommend using coupons to supplement the price match savings. My paramount savings strategy is price matching, especially if you can, you know, if you have someone that does the work for you. Coupons are great to supplement savings. That's when you can really get deals. That's when you know you can get the deals for almost free, or, you know, 75-80% off. So it's a good way to supplement. And nowadays we have internet coupons, which make it very easy for non-couponers to coupon. Mm-hmm. We have coupon clipping services out there where you can actually pay someone to send the coupons to you. So there are easier ways nowadays to coupon, but it still takes more discipline, I believe, than price matching. So price matching first, coupons to supplement.
And cash.
Cash, yes. Cash is, I recommend, that's one of my 10 points of my program, I recommend that people pay with cash, because statistically it shows that you spend less when you pay with cash. A challenge that I like to tell people, because some people are like, oh no, that's not true, I pay my balance off every month, which is fine, but it doesn't mean you're not overspending when you do pay with the credit card. So my challenge is, the next time you go to the grocery store and you have your budget and you have your categories, leave your plastic in the car. And I guarantee you, you will shop differently knowing that you do not have that plastic safety net that you normally do.
Aha. All right. We are talking to the expert here. She's given us all sorts of tips. If you'd like to find out more from Maureen, it's kcstrategicshopping.com. And just closing out, I mean, we could stay here for an hour or two talking about this, Maureen. Important, obviously, because we don't know what our paycheck's going to look like with this new deal that Congress has just signed in. What do you think people should do besides, you said cash, you know, besides credit, coupons, budget? What's the most important thing doing the grocery shopping that you would think that really stands out?
I think you really need to focus on your needs versus your wants at this time and really try and scale back. Just until there is more of a comfort zone, because you hit on it exactly, we don't know. And this uncertainty can create anxiety. And so when you're anxious, when you're stressful, sometimes you make impulsive decisions that you shouldn't. So what I think people should do right now is just step back, just focus on your needs, and then once you figure out, okay, this is the money coming in, okay, and these are going to be my bills coming up, and now we know where, then you can make a budget based on that. Then, you know, my whole thing is always knowing, making a conscious and deliberate decision. So just sit tight, get information, collect all that information, and then make educated decisions on how to allocate the money. And then based on that, that's when you can start shopping a little bit more to the wants instead of the needs. But focus on your needs right now. Just get through this time, and then maybe later on you can start, you know, getting back to your wants.
Very good, Maureen Welsh. Thank you so very much, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you so much. It was great being on. Thank you.
And Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
All right. We got more on the way. Don't touch that dial.
Hang on. There's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
Meta Weight Loss Clinics, it's the one that works. But if you're looking for a quick fix, this isn't the program for you. Meta Weight Loss Clinics in Overland Park is a lifestyle change. It's a weight loss program carefully monitored by medical professionals, including Dr. James Mirable and his staff of nurses, registered dietitians, and counselors. Dr. Mirable cares about how you feel about yourself. Basically, Meta Weight Loss balances education, appetite management, and the activity it'll take to lose weight and reach your goal for a happier you. Most important, you'll also learn strategies to keep weight off using real food. This is not a quick fix. This is a lifestyle change. Call 913-284-0459 and book an initial consultation to get started to a happier and healthier you. Tell them you heard this on KC Forum.
Good morning, everyone. If you've just tuned in, this is KC Forum. It is public affairs with an entertaining spin. And of course, the cold weather is here, folks. We've had our first snow, and this is time to talk about those snow shoveling winter weather tips from the American Heart Association. And I have my old friend here on the line, Kira. And Kira is with, of course, the American Heart Association. How are you, Kira?
Great, Kathy. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Got over the holidays. It's now time to start anew, and we wanted to start them off with some tips for folks out there so they'll stay healthy.
That's right, because this time of year it gets really cold and the snow starts falling and we are shoveling and exerting all this energy. So we definitely want to keep a few things in mind when we're doing all those like extra projects we aren't normally doing during the year.
All right, and you are the one to give it to us. What should people do, first of all? Is there an age range, or if they have past medical problems or history, should they not be shoveling the snow?
You know, not necessarily. Everybody, you know, everybody's an individual, and they have their own health, you know, risks or benefits, and so everybody needs to just be cognizant of their own health and well-being. Just be, you know, when it's snowing and when it's cold out, it doesn't necessarily mean that when you're out exerting energy, it's going to lead to any health problems. It may or may not. We just at the American Heart Association want to give you some extra tips, so and make sure that everybody knows what the risks of a heart attack are, especially if they come on when people are exerting this extra energy or a combination of exerting extra energy with being in the cold. So, you know, we of course say that older folks, as well as, you know, young, like children and babies, of course, they're at more of a risk, kind of like flu, you know, than anybody else. But again, all these tips I'm about to give are great to keep in mind. And the first one, when it comes to snow removal, you want to make sure to give yourself a break. You know, you want to take frequent breaks during shoveling. Don't overexert yourself. Don't overstress your heart. And again, just be aware of your own body. If you don't feel good, that means you should probably take a break. Just keep that in mind. You don't have to get all the snow shoveling done in one fall swoop. You could take turns and maybe switch on and off with a family member and or just take some breaks. That's the first tip.
You know, and you don't even realize it's not even just shoveling the snow, just walking in the heavy snow can put a strain on your heart.
You bet, and especially if you're not wearing proper shoes or boots and you're, you know, really trying to be careful about not slipping. I mean, that it's exerting a lot of extra energy plus the cold. And again, you know, we really want to make sure with this colder weather that we're keeping bundled up and keeping warm, because I think people underestimate, you know, frostbite and, you know, other things that can happen. And again, everybody's individual, but definitely dress for the weather. Don't go out there and short shovel in the snow.
All right, so Kira, kind of explain to us what it does to your heart, to your blood pressure, if you do overexert yourself.
You know, if you overexert yourself, you know, definitely your blood pressure, there's a risk of it going up. And, of course, if you're already at risk for high blood pressure, you already have some heart health risk, you know, raising your blood pressure on top of it isn't going to help. And so that's why we want to make sure that people know the heart attack warning signs. Let me review those for listeners just so they know. Heart attack warning signs, so chest discomfort in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes, something that goes, you know, that goes away and comes back, uncomfortable pressure, squeezing, fullness, or pain in the center of the chest. So that's number one. Number two, discomfort in other areas of the upper body, so arms, back, jaw, or stomach. Third is shortness of breath with or without the chest discomfort. And then other signs include like breaking out in cold sweat, nausea, or even lightheadedness. Now, what I do want to point out for listeners is that, you know, as with men, women's most common heart attack symptom is chest pain. But women are more likely to experience some of the other uncommon symptoms, particularly shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, back or jaw pain than men. So women have a little bit of a different, different warning signs, and everybody just, again, needs to be aware of their body and what their body's doing.
All right, so how dangerous is it, let's say, if you eat a huge meal?
Yep. And that's another tip I wanted to give. You know, don't eat a heavy meal prior to going out and shoveling, because that's going to put extra load in your heart. You just ate a big meal, then, you know, you're going out and shoveling. It's just too much. Just don't eat a heavy meal. You know, you don't have to be starving, but don't eat a heavy meal before you go out and shovel. Another tip I want to give is use a smaller shovel, or even maybe consider like a snow blower. You know, I know I, for one, hate to spend the money, you know, sometimes on a snow blower, but I tell you what, it takes the exertion away, you know, because the act of lifting up that snow can really raise the blood pressure, and it's just safer to lift it either in smaller amounts or just let a machine do it.
You know what? Machine or hire, you know, one of the neighborhood kids. They're always out looking for work, you know, when they've got no school.
That's right.
That's what I say to do.
That's, you know, right. Pay them a little. They have the energy. Let them do it. So, again, another tip would be, again, remember those heart attack warning signs that I just gave, and I can repeat those again. Listen to your body,
right,
and, you know, remember that if you're not sure if it's a heart attack, go ahead and get it checked out. It doesn't hurt to go to the doctor. It doesn't hurt to call 911. That's the most important thing I can convey. They would rather be there and have everything be okay than to not have shown up and things not be okay.
Right.
And fast action really can save lives. So, you know, you have to be your own advocate. Don't wait. Don't wait more than 5 minutes to call 911. If you're unsure and uncomfortable, you should just do it.
We're talking to Kira O'Brien Murray, and she, of course, is with the American Heart Association Communications Director, talking about some cold weather tips, like with the snow, with the ice, that type of thing. And you talked about eating a heavy meal, that's not obviously a good idea. How about, okay, drinking a beer or two before or after shoveling? I mean, that's not good either.
You know, it's really not. I know, you know, I'm not discouraging people from having a holiday beverage here and there, but you really don't want to drink alcoholic beverages before or even immediately after you shovel. It can really increase a person's sensation of warmth and may cause them to underestimate the strain on the body or how cold they really are if they've had a beverage or two before they go shoveling. So really, you know, try to make sure you're in good shape. Excuse me. Don't overeat. You know, don't really drink alcohol before you go out shoveling. So that definitely another tip. I would also say make sure to consult your doctor, especially if you have a medical condition, if you don't exercise on a regular basis. You know, make sure that not only you are listening to your own body, but that a medical professional knows you and your body so they can say, yeah, shoveling is or is not a good idea for you. We want to make sure that we're safe.
Right. And of course, the danger of hypothermia, that's out there as well.
You know, you really need to be careful of hyperthermia. You know, heart failure causes most deaths in hyperthermia. So to prevent hyperthermia, dress in layers of warm clothing, you know, make sure that, you know, that it traps air between the layers, forming that, like, protective insulation, you know, between you and the colder weather. Wear a hat, wear gloves, you know, because, again, all your body heat can be lost through your head and your other extremities. So just bundle yourself up. It doesn't take more than, you know, a minute to put on a hat and a pair of gloves, and I promise you, you'll be thankful that you did.
Excellent with those winter weather tips. Kira O'Brien Murray, thank you so very much, and good luck to you, and Happy New Year.
Thank you so much, Kathy. You too.
All right, we got more on the way. Stay with us.
Hang on, there's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
I use Molly Maid because my house cleaning needs are different from my neighbor's. Only Molly Maid can give my home the pink glove treatment, a thorough deep-down cleaning plan designed just for me. Consistent and dependable cleaning with every visit. Molly Maid guarantees I'll be satisfied. Call Molly Maid and ask for the treatment, the pink glove treatment. Call 1-888-393-1879 and mention you heard this on KC Forum with Kathy Quinn to get $15 off your first cleaning. Why do I use Molly Maid? Call them and find out why. Call 1-888-393-1879.
Good morning, everyone. We are talking to Gwen from the Stewartsville, Missouri Food Pantry. And Gwen, how are you doing this fine day?
Doing good. I'm enjoying the sunshine.
The sunshine, but we've had cold weather, too. Oh, my goodness, the snow.
I know, but I don't get out in that, so it's pretty through the window.
Okay, and if folks are wondering why she doesn't get out, because she is busy at the Stewartsville Food Pantry, something that you've been working at, you love it, you do it on your own. And first of all, where is Stewartsville, Missouri?
Well, I always say it's not the end of the world, but you can see it from the kitchen window.
Okay.
Actually, it's 15 miles from Cameron, Missouri, and 17 miles from St. Joseph, right on 36.
Right on 36. Okay, so your food pantry, which helps a lot of folks there in Stewartsville and surrounding areas, tell us about how it got started.
Well, I started the Backpack Buddies at school. I volunteered up at the school, and a couple of young ones would come in, and I would hear their stomach grumble, and that just broke my heart. So I started the Backpack Buddies, and then I'm a little slow on the uptake, so 2 years later, I thought, well, if the kids are hungry, I bet Mom and Dad are. So I started looking in on how to start a food pantry. I had volunteered at Plattsburgh and a couple other food pantries, so I had an idea but didn't know where the money come from or nothing else, but I just dove in with both feet, and it came about.
And so the response has been what?
Unreal, just totally unreal. I supply five little towns around here, Clarksdale, Osborne, Amity, Easton, and Stewartsville. We're all too small and too far to go anyplace else.
All right. And
I have just kind of gathered the flock in, and we're feeding them. And when they get something, money or a food drive with the scouts or something, they bring it to me.
Oh, my.
So we kind of help each other.
And you've needed help, oh, my goodness, over the last several months because you've had some food pantry thieves. Tell us about that.
Oh, I tell you, if it wasn't bad luck, I wouldn't even play with it. I had some extra money come in. I'd gotten a small grant, and the only money we get is what is donated or what I can find in grants and that kind of stuff. I take no government money, but I had gotten 600 and change. I can't remember exactly, but I went out and spent it on meat, and all of it on meat, because that's my most expensive thing, meat and eggs. So I've got a new chest freezer. I fill it up, and we're just doing a happy dance because we've got enough to last us till the end of the year.
Right.
And that was on a Wednesday. I come back in Thursday morning to do the paperwork because I hate it. I always put it off a day. I come in the front door, and the back door is wide open.
Ugh.
Someone had kicked it in and emptied the big freezer except for one turkey breast and about 5 pounds of hamburger. They had taken it was 800 and some odd pounds, but it was $600 worth. And it just, I sit there, and I was so mad, I started crying. The more I cried, the madder I got. So I kicked the freezer, which helped so much. And then I just thought, well, I'll defrost it while it's empty and start all over again. And that's basically what I had to do.
And you had some radio stations, you had other folks come out there, and people helped. What was the support like from the community?
Oh, it's always been wonderful. Always. This town will give you the shirt off its back, literally. There's not anybody that won't help anybody. And that's why I moved back here. I went to school here, and then I moved to St. Joe for 20 years. And the minute I could come back, I came back. It's a good town. The city, the churches, the Boy Scouts, the Cub Scouts, the FCCLA at school, the art class at school. I mean, they just, anything and everything. I almost hate to say I like something because it's here the next day. And they are wonderful. And a friend of mine had told a radio station in Kansas City about it. And, of course, they did a money drive. And that gave me enough money to replace the meat and get another freezer. And, of course, the back door had to be replaced because they completely ruined it. So everything just fell into place. I mean, it was just unreal. I had my husband, Gene, on the computer looking for another freezer. I thought, I don't want to buy one because when the meat's gone, it's gone. I'll never have this much again. I wonder if I can rent one. You know how you just figure it out. The phone rings. And I said, I'm not going to answer it. I'm going to get a cup of coffee. Well, it quits ringing. It starts ringing again. Oh, hello. It's a guy from Cameron. Uh-huh. Says, could you use a freezer?
Oh,
one of my friends
goodness.
Just gave me one, and I really don't need it, but I didn't want to hurt his feelings.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I turned around to Gene. I said, turn off the computer. I've got one. You know, and it just unreal. It just miracle after miracle.
And
it just.
Go ahead, Gwen.
Oh, it's just unreal. I always kind of thought that was so strange when people would say it's a God thing, because I thought, oh, God's too busy to worry about me having food in the food pantry. I believe. I mean, he has made such a believer out of me. The people have. And some of the people that have donated, I help. I mean, they need food, too. Mm-hmm. And they have found something to bring down to me. And that's just unreal. The people have been so wonderful. It's a very humbling experience. It's just unreal.
How has the need been over, let's say, the last year or so? Has it been greater?
Oh, it's been unreal. I signed up in December alone another 28 families, and just from these five little towns. Mm. And that doesn't sound like much, you know, on Kansas City or St. Joe's Market, but we're a town of 759, and we're the biggest out of the five. Mm-hmm. So 28 more families, which equaled out to 60-some because a couple of the families were large, it makes a difference. I handed out over 22,000 pounds of food last year. I was just working on end-of-the-year stuff, and I handed out 38 this year.
Gwen, what do you get out?
That's the difference.
What do you get out of this?
Everybody's fed.
Mm-hmm.
When I needed help one time, I had broke my back, and of course I had a job, but I couldn't work it. I went and asked for help, and after putting me through the ringer, embarrassing me the whole 10 yards, they gave me $10 worth of food stamps and told me since I had a job, that's all I needed. So I swore if I ever got to where I could help people, I was going to do it. I didn't care. I asked no restriction except that you need the food and you don't waste the food.
Yeah.
And
that's kind of how you were.
I don't care what they make.
You know what, Gwen, that's kind of how you reacted when, I mean, you were obviously mad, you kicked the freezer and all that, but that's kind of how you reacted. You said, you know, they probably needed it worse than we did.
Well, I want to think that. I don't want to think anybody from my town would steal from me. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I live here. I have lived here since 67 off and on. And I either know their grandma, their grandpa babysitted their kids. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't want to know. And if they did take it, didn't need it, God love them. Eat it. Use it. Just don't waste it.
So you obviously...
To me, that's a bigger sin than stealing it.
Yeah.
So I just, what is to be will be. I just hope they used it.
We are talking about the Stuartsville, Missouri Food Pantry and Gwen, who she is the, what would you say, the jack of all trades. She does it all.
It's the best job I've never had.
Okay.
And it just... No, there's no pay in it. There's ulcers, there's gray hair, and I've enjoyed every one of it. You know, it's just people need help. It's my town, and anybody that can't help their own town, because that's where you live, that's where your kids will live, your grandkids, you've got to make it better.
And Gwen, if they'd like to help you out, what would you recommend? Should they go to the website? Is there a phone number?
Well, I'm working on a website, and I'm computer stupid, so if anybody knows how to work a website, they can call me, 390-2958 is my cell phone.
Okay.
And that's what I use at the food pantry because I don't keep a phone down here.
Okay. Gwen, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with the food pantry.
Thank you, hon. Come by anytime.
All right. And you all come by anytime right here on this radio station between 6:30 and 7. It is KC4, and we'll see you again next Sunday, but not without the help of our executive producer, Katie Connors, Ed Walker getting us on the air, the elders allowing us to use their music as our bumper music. Kathy Quinn, once again, you want to hear this radio show, go to fox4kc.com/KC Forum. And we will see you again next Sunday. See ya.
It's KC Forum with Kathy Quinn.